They say everyone has a book inside them, and often that's where it should stay. I really can't help but be aghast that the author wants you to pay. But we're just a pair of absolute bookends, you don't want to be like us. So if you want to read, pick some quality literature rather than this dross. Hello! Welcome to Two Absolute Bookends, where we read books so bad you should burn them before reading. This is episode 18, Romancing the Tone. And touching dusty eggs with me this week is Louis.
Hi.
This time, we're reading chapter 14 of The Way the Stars Fall Rebirth by Lewis Stockton. And its sequel's been recently announced, so get hype, everyone. It's happening. I've been waiting a long time. Anyway. What? I'm excited.
Yeah.
A new The Way the Stars Fall only comes around like once every 5 years. He's almost as bad as George R. R. Martin. So, anyway, what happened in chapter 14? Tona's arranging mining from the Vortmund on the planet Echelon 5. Jack comes over to romance her. They find something weird in a mining shaft, and they go down to look at it. It's a weird alien-looking temple thing with a big egg in it, and they take it onto the ship. I mean, that's very laconic, but that's all that happened this week.
Pretty much,
actual plot beats.
Yeah, it's a very short chapter.
Yeah, like, I know we do say this every time, but I'm not this time I'm not sure how much there is to talk about this chapter, so this might be a short one. So it'll probably go on for 2 fucking hours.
Mm.
But let us see. So, aside from its shortness, what did you think of chapter 14, Louis?
Yeah, I mean, the shortness is quite, important, because, I don't know, a lot of time actually goes, elapses in the sort of universe. They seem to be there for 7 weeks or so, just basically setting up mining.
Where are you getting 7 weeks from?
It says, during the start of the 7th week of extracting, Tonus was sat on the bridge. Blah, blah, blah.
Yep, you're correct.
And the process of drilling takes five days, and mining extraction takes 6 more weeks. Wait, so they were behind schedule. Anyway.
That's a problem for later.
Yeah, I mean, it is literally the mining chapter.
Plus weird egg.
Is...
yeah, mining, romancing, an egg. You know, that...
the Holy Trinity. Chapter...
I know what I'm founding my church on. Man, I don't know if I could make that cult work. It'd be a hard sell.
Yeah, it's quite niche.
But yeah, what does... So, Gert, looking at Elvis, what does this mean then? So they're there for, do you say, 7 weeks?
Yeah, during the 7th week is when she gets the notice that there's something weird.
So what's Tiberius been doing in this time?
I don't know. Well, he does. As far as I know, he doesn't have tracking on them anymore.
I mean, he shouldn't do, but he seemed so confident last week that he knew how to follow them. I mean, yeah. was he just assuming they wouldn't be able to find or work out that he'd bugged them before?
Also, I like how their whole plan of let's get home is now just like. Or let's stay here. Yeah.
It's like, I remember when Jack originally decided to go to this planet to give his guys a break. Now, 7 weeks of solid mining.
Yeah, and also, what is Jack doing there? Obviously, the Vortment is the ship that Tona is now captain of.
Mm-hmm.
For reasons that are not good.
For reasons of nepotism.
But somehow, or for some reason, as far as I can tell, then that's the ship that's actually doing the mining. Jack is in the Tranquility, just sort of, there. He's just sort of, patrolling.
Yeah, well, that's because the Vaultman's, actually a mining ship, you know. It's got, drills and mining lasers and all of that stuff on it. The Tranquility can't be mining for these raw materials.
Yeah. But, I mean... Are they literally just sitting there guarding it all day and for weeks?
I mean, well, pretty much. Jack says that they're like a how you say, patrolling the solar system. So it's like, so he's like doing a wide range right. defending it. But yeah, basically he's just flying around making sure that Tiberius don't sneak up on him.
They should probably take some time to like look at that thing they don't understand yet on their ship. The like,
yeah.
the thing that got them here.
Yeah, you know, rather than getting Tona to lead a mining operation, why not use her, the most, who I will admit is probably the most qualified scientist they have, to work out what the fuck is up with this warp drive that literally sent them into another universe. Maybe that would be a more productive use of her time. Just maybe. But no, mining. She knows a lot about running a ship and mining. It came up a lot under the military scientist education pipeline she'd been trained under.
Yeah, I mean, the chapter starts with basically Tona on the surface of the planet. And they have to set up these Environ bubbles, mm-hmm. which are a huge kinetic barrier that expands from a central power emitter and creates normal gravity and breathable environments within a mile radius.
Yeah, I wonder about that. So I can sort of see how with future tech the atmosphere thing could work, because it could like, I don't know, it could like whatever this force field it's generating could be for whatever reason like dense enough to not let through like mm-hmm. oxygen or whatever. Like I'm not sure scientifically how that could work. A membrane that, I mean, can they actually? I'm not sure if. I think they describe later that the Environ bubble does have, like, actual doors.
Mm.
So I'm guessing they can't just walk through the force field or whatever it is.
I imagine it to be like in SpongeBob. the squirrel. What's she called?
Sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy Cheeks, I think. It's been a while.
You
I
know.
Never watched that
Don't
much.
Say you think. You know.
I never watched that much SpongeBob. But I do remember the squirrel.
yeah, it's like that, basically.
Mm. But I don't understand how even with like future tech they could get a gravity thing to work though. Like, what's generating that? Like what about this thing in the middle of it is like anchoring people's feet down to the ground, like spreading out from it?
So are you giving stuff like Star Trek a pass? Do they explain it? How they can, like, have no, like, normal gravity on the ship. I don't understand. Well, I guess they have, like, airlock. I don't know how it works.
I mean, it depends on how hard the sci-fi is. Like some actually go to the effort to try and explain it. They're like, ah, oh, the ship rotates or something, which creates the force needed to pin people, like, towards the centre or right. whatever. Others, things like Star Trek, yeah, they're just like, yeah, it has a gravity generator, which makes gravity in the ship. Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd like a science-y explanation for that in Star Trek too. But they ain't giving it, because they can't say anything that won't sound stupid.
Who is this person that she orders to start the Environ bubble? David? Is this someone we've met?
I don't think so.
Because it's out of the blue. It's just like, David, start the Environ bubble.
And I don't think so.
And we get one more mention of David just after when it goes, yes, Captain, David spoke. And that's it.
I don't think so.
Rest in peace, David.
I mean, David is Hollister's first name.
Surely not.
But no, yeah, he can't be here. No, that is the only time we ever hear from David.
On the same page I'm looking at, APAGS is spelt differently.
Ooh, how's it spelt this time?
So there's APAG and then APAGH.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you finally got some APAGHs. Like, I know, I remember that I brought up that I had some of those earlier in the book, but mm-hmm. you didn't in your version. Now we've finally, like, got to the point where... I know. I guess he stopped actually editing it when for the second release. I said, yeah, it's fine. This is fine. I'm sure there aren't any mistakes or inconsistencies from here on out. You know, I was just patching up chapter 1 to 10 while I was new with this. Everything after that, That'll be perfect.
I like how Tona, even herself, doesn't think she should be captain.
Like, yeah, that's...
She says that she loved the way they all called her captain now. She was pleased Jack had made her captain, although she believed Hollister should have been made captain instead.
As do we all, Tona. Yeah. As does everyone involved except for Jack.
And then she's like, she misses Jack. They barely seen each other over the past few days. Like, oh, she's gonna be a terrible captain.
She's just sitting there, like, mildly getting off on the fact she's getting called captain, like, on the mini power trip. She's just sitting there going, oh, I wish I was with Jack. Not thinking about her. It's like,
Also, she does not know how to manage her own, like, time at all. She spent 49 straight hours working to like prepare for this day for some reason. I don't know what there is about this day that's so important.
Yeah, like I'm trying to picture, like, the thing is, what is happening in this mining operation that needs such micromanagement that she can't sleep for a few hours, like on the planet or whatever. Like, they have the Environ bubble up now.
Yeah.
You know, she could take her helmet off and lie down somewhere. Like, what is happening that she, Tona Shrike, has to be there with her eyes on it and doing things every second? Like, that's more likely to just to make her make a mistake of, like, judgment or action from exhaustion, unless she's, like, pumped on space caffeine or something.
Yeah, and we'll meet him later, but we have, like, an experienced miner on the team. Who definitely could, like, you know, do stuff while she sleeps. Also, 49 hours is, like, very unhealthy.
I think I probably maxed out at, like, 36 or something, and that was a bad day.
Yeah. Like, we've all had an all-nighter, and it's always a mistake. Like, it's never good the next day. So,
yeah.
2 days of that.
She is just going to... She is not going to be... She can't have been good for anything for at least the last 10 hours. She must have just... Like, even later when it describes you, it's like she's shambling back to her captain's quarters.
Well, she was like, good for something later on.
She certainly was.
Yeah, that's a weird way of describing her, like, shambling back.
Mm.
Is that... Because you can be... You're a shambles... Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Shambling?
Yeah, yeah, you could describe, like, shambling as a movement just to, like... Yeah, that works, like, just
like
to
that.
Give the impression of, like, really unsteady and intermittent, kind of, like, pouring yourself along a corridor kind of thing, just like... Like, basically, how you'd walk if you'd been awake for 48 hours, Louis.
Yeah.
You'd be shambling along as you walked.
And then there's this weird, like, changing of the shifts that I've, like... This mad shift system that they're also implementing on the Vortman, it seems. And yet, so they have this...
I don't know what your problem with it is. Like, they want things to be running for 24 hours.
I don't know why.
And
I
they
just,
have enough people to do it.
I just like the idea that there's, like, three identical sort of, like, universes almost on the ship where there's, like, one at night, it's, like a completely different team to in the day, and it's, like...
There is no day and night. They're in space.
Well, they can still... You know what I mean? Like, in the day hours, even though hours might be different. I don't know. You know what I mean? Basically, I just think it's funny that there's, like, these different universes going on within the same ship, in my head.
Hmm. I still so would you just have if you were running a spaceship, would you just have everyone go to sleep for 8 hours and just put the ship on autopilot?
No, but I would shift around I wouldn't have like three people for every position. That just seems mad.
But then how would you get each position filled for 24 hours though?
Well, maybe some positions don't need to be filled for 24 hours.
But what about the positions that do though?
Well, then you might have, like, sort of lesser command people that step in while you're asleep. I don't know. Is there two Jacks that, like, step in
I mean, arguably Hollister would be like off, would be off season Jack, but they both seem to be awake and doing the same things all
the
time.
Each of those Jacks have like their own fuck buddy that's like got a different coloured hair, like one's red, one's blonde, one's whatever, and like one of the Jacks is black, one of them's Asian. It's like just like this.
And we're stuck with shitty white Jack.
Yeah. In one universe, Hollister's was himself.
that shift's never the same.
Yeah. One shift, one of the Jacks hates Quan Pai, so they just, but he's
so in. so when our white Jack comes out, he gets double helpings.
Yeah.
That's why our Jack's getting a bit pudgy. But yeah, I still think you're kind of being mad about this. Like, I don't have... Like, I agree, they shouldn't have it so that every 8-hour shift of every role on the ship ends at the same time. Like, they should probably have it so that, like, say the bridge crew, that, and let's just say that's, like, 12 people. Probably they shouldn't have all of those 12 people in their shift
like
at the same time.
Like,
they should probably have. Yeah, they should probably, like, if say there was 12, then probably each of them should switch over their shift every hour with another person, so they have some kind of continuity of command going on. So the majority of the people on the bridge knows what's up at any current given moment. But
I don't know. I've just imagined this bizarre situation, which I'm sure is not what's happening, but I like to think it is.
It is in your head, Canon. Yeah. This is Lewis Tranquility now. Where cats are marrying dogs and everything's crazy.
I'm not... She gets back to her office after she shambles there. Not her office, her quarters, which I guess is her office as well. And for some reason, her lights don't activate, so she goes over to her desk, where she hears a voice, and we find out that it's Jack, as he says, "Hey there, Captain."
Mm.
But I don't, like, are we supposed to believe that he, like, broke her lights so that she would have to go to the... table or something? Or are we to believe that, like...
I don't understand what happened there, because apparently... It says it goes on with Jack's clap, doesn't it? So it has a clap.
So why didn't she just clap?
I mean, but it just said her lights didn't work. How were they meant to work? Did she clap for the lights?
Yeah.
Was there a button that doesn't work, so only the clapper works? What if she'd come in and clapped?
I assume the clap must have turned on the... Yeah, what? I don't know how he knew that there was a clapper.
Yeah, I have no idea what the logistics are. He's clearly done something to her lights, but apparently the clapper works.
It's just such like a... It had to be such like a sort of Hollywood setup of like, oh, the lights aren't on. And then it's like, I'm here. Like, what? How would that actually work, though?
Yeah, I have no idea about the logistics of that. Like, because regardless, he's had to have done something to her light. Like, was he standing there, like, I don't know, like, with... pressing a button that flipped the fuse for the light so it wouldn't work until he released it, which turned the clapper back on, so he could clap it back on like that.
I like to imagine he's been standing there for like 3 hours, like, hehe, she'll be here soon.
Yeah, why is he so weird? This is like when he like snuck up on her way back on the Tranquility just to startle her.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's like alarms going off in the Tranquility, and Hollister's like, "Where's Jack? We need him." Hehe, she'll be here soon.
Yeah, like
just standing there in the dark.
Like, yeah, how long has he been there?
Like. Standing up in the corner, and an officer walks in like to drop some papers off, and he's just standing in the corner of like, Quan Pai.
Yeah, he has also just like, "Captain," and Jack's like, "Wah, clap on, surprise." Also, he's naked.
Yeah.
That would be a surprise. He just wakes up, sees this private, just like, "Tell no one, clap off." I like the idea that the lights also react to him saying "clap on" and off. But yeah, like, so what happened? Because he must have come over to the ship. So did he, like, surely the Vaultman should have told Tona that, like, you know, the other captain is coming across.
Nah,
so did he, like, specifically say in his... Like, as he was flying off, like, I'm coming over there. Don't tell your captain that I'm coming over to your ship.
This isn't suspicious. Okay.
Yeah, like, because again, it brings up the thing of, like, they're both captains, but he's still the in-charge captain.
Mm.
So it's like, so you're meant to listen to her, but you know you're still really mine, so listen to me, kind of thing. Like, he should have, as he's making up, like, jobs, he should have just, like, promoted himself to be something else. Just so it's clear where Toda stood in the pecking order. Just like, I am like a space admiral. You are my space captain. Yes.
I am the one who claps.
Clap on.
And she is quite excited to see him, so she lets out a squeal of joy and runs into his arms. Not something a professional captain would do, but they had not seen each other in a few days.
I mean, she's been awake for a few days.
Yeah, she's probably, like, delirious.
Yeah, she in her head, she was down on the planet talking to Jack 3 days ago. It's like, is Captain Shrike talking to that rock again? But yeah, like, I just will say that squeal of joy is probably the closest we're going to get to something relevant to Chuckle Vision in this chapter, because it's a bad week. No laughs or chuckles.
No.
Too busy mining for any of that nonsense. Sad times. Not even going to make an attempt at the Chuckle Vision jingle. Not like this.
And I just like how he like shushes her with his finger to her lip. Her lip again. Like it's that weird thing of just saying
singular lip.
Like putting his finger on her lip.
Shush, shush. I captain again now. Now you just red-headed fuck buddy again. And that was how he started romancing her.
Yeah, and apparently they don't need him to patrol, and he got reports from the crew that you've been working too hard. Like...
How does that work? Like, surely any inter-ship reports... Like, not that they should be done by Toner, but they should be, like, approved by Toner. Like, anything going between the ships should be, like, going past her or the communications officer, at least, that she has. And so they're like, also the captain's working too hard, other captain.
And, so weird. Yeah. That night, she managed to get a nice hot shower with Jack and a good night's sleep. Well, after they romanced each other, of course.
That sweet romancing.
Of course.
Of course. Even though she's been awake for 48 hours. Yeah, like, I don't even know what to say, just romance.
Just a funny line.
Yeah, it sounds like, it sounds like a bad, like, ladies' romance novel from the 50s.
Yeah.
And Mr. Darcy romanced her. Of course. Just to go ever so slightly back before the romance, and that's like something I noticed was it mentions that they have orbital lifts,
yeah,
to get up to the Vaultmund, because that was how there they got how Toner got back up. That's quite an engineering feat,
mm-hmm.
Because the Vaultmund is still out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, because I want to get onto that actually later.
I have something related to that as well, but so I won't go too deep into that. So it's still in space.
So they've got a space lift.
Yeah, which, like I say, isn't impossible. You know, that's been like a sci-fi thing that's been talked about, but to get a space lift set up in like a week or however long mm-hmm. they've been there, that's impressive to have like a working bulk space lift, because there are. You know, because the ship can't move too much. I mean, I guess maybe it's like some weird long space cable, which just like basically winches it back up and down. But still, you know, they've got to make sure that their ship doesn't do anything to like break it and have these people falling from atmosphere in this mm-hmm. lift or whatever. It's quite, like, unless they had like they sorted out some like mini space station or something, which doesn't seem to be the case. They're going to, like, the Voltman can't move. It's, like, tethered to the space lift now. That's also quite problematic with some other things that happen later, but yeah.
Yeah, so the Voltman sort of just mines, basically. Not much, and...
I mean, I'm a little unsure about the mechanics of this mining.
It seems that there's basically a drill hanging from the ship.
Which is in space.
Yeah, and it sort of... I don't know.
Space drill.
Space drills.
So it has an arm that can... Like an armature of some sort. Like, that can... Or at the very least, like a cable connecting to the drilling apparatus has been taken.
Later on, it's described as... it looks like an enormous corkscrew. It's tubing running up to the vaultment, which hung several thousand feet above their position, awaiting the drilling to begin once again. So... I'll just get onto that now. Like, if it's several thousand feet up, let's say it's like 5,000 feet. That's like a mile. So, the ship is like a mile up. Is that a lot? I mean, it's a lot. What I was going to say was, like, this drill hanging a mile long can't be, like, good. Or it just sounds ridiculous.
Let's see. In the US, space begins at 50 miles up.
Yeah, so it doesn't actually seem like it's very high at all in that regard.
Yeah. But I guess you could argue, depending on the planet, like, its space would be different because its atmosphere and gravity would be different depending on the size and composition of it.
But it also means that they've had to build, like, a mile-long lift.
Yeah, and the Voltmund has, like, this mile-long armature-slash-cable thing to go to the drill.
That's just...
Which... Yeah, it's mad, like, and so, like, the Voltmund's just, like, stuck up here, connected by all these wires going across the planet, and if it moves slightly, you know, if it messes up anything with, like, its rotation matching the planet and its orbit and everything below, like, the slightest thing, it will just start snapping and breaking cables everywhere, and the planet will be in complete shambles.
Also, later on, they send the egg that they find, spoilers, back up to the Voltman, and it says it took an arm to get the egg back up, so that's travelling at, like, a mile an hour. That's I don't know. Their space lift can't be great.
Yeah, that's quite slow. Quite slow.
But then
slow.
The squad that comes to help her took like 15 minutes to get to her. So no idea what's going on.
I don't know. So did they definitely lift back down?
What, the lift? The lift is mentioned at the start.
Yeah, because it says that she met Jack in the shuttle bay before going down to the surface with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, I don't know, maybe even though it's the shuttle bay, like, the lift and exits, like, leads off from there as well.
Yeah.
Maybe she just met him in there because obviously Jack arrived in a shuttle from the Tranquility and they took the lift down, so, yeah, okay. But yeah, get on slightly ahead of myself. I just wanted to talk about the actual mining process of it more. Like, first of all, want to talk about that steamy symbolism of after the romancing, all these drills going into the earth, hot magma spurting up, like blood from a wound. Less sexy there, I guess, depends what you're into. But yeah, I was just saying, you know, nice sort of like symbolic link there, you know. Drills. Drilling in. Retracting. Drilling in. But yeah, I'm also not sure how the actual mechanics of this as mining works. So they're just drilling hole. Like, I'm guessing they had some kind of survey to tell where the ore in the planet they want is. Like, I don't know how that would work. Like, I would have thought the best they could tell is that, like, there was something denser underground with some kind of ordnance survey. So they're like, that matches, like, this ore we're looking for density-wise. But I still would have thought it'd be... a little inexact. I guess future science tech, they can do anything. They can tell exactly where what they want mm-hmm. is. Tunnel straight into the planet's core. That's so far into the planet.
Yeah.
So unnecessarily far. And that's like such ridiculous like engineering on the drill to be able to withstand those like temperatures and pressures.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, again, like future science tech, whatever, but that's fucking insane to have something that's actually capable of doing that. Like, and just think how long, like, it sounds to me like the drill apparatus is kind of like set up on the surface and then drills into the planet, but it's a little unclear. But just like, think how long that has to be. You know, like, it's only a mile up to the ship, but then the drill's going to be going, like, so many miles into the planet for it to hit the core.
Also, don't forget that this amazing piece of engineering, this ship, was just, like, abandoned. I don't know if there'll be a reason for it later on, but it seems like, no. Why would you... like, why would you just leave this amazing feat of engineering just, like...
Yeah, they're like, this is the most like high-tech fucking ship that we've found in the alternate universe. Everything else seems to be held together with fucking scotch tape. But this thing, you know, is like capable of like making planetary lifts and drilling into planet cores. That's like ridiculous levels of technology. I was going to say, like, but then I don't understand what they're doing. So they're heating the ore by making magma rise out of the planet? Like, I would have thought that would have just, like, broken up and melted down the ore. Like, I don't know, I guess maybe... I don't know how that's going to, like, go out when it, like, finishes being melted magma. And then what are they going to do once they have these oceans, apparently, of mineable minerals? Like, what are they going to do then, like... They don't describe that part. They've now done something which I'm pretty sure doesn't make scientific sense, to basically, like, drill a hole into the planet to boil it to make all of the ore they want rise to the top. Ooh, the ore rises to the top. And then they're going to mine it. Like, what? Then do they just get out old guys with pickaxes or something? What's the next step?
That guy's amazing. I love the... It says... As I mentioned earlier, the process of drilling takes 5 days, and the mining and extracting takes 6 more weeks. The drilling takes 5 days. So it takes them 5 days to get to the core.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mining and extracting takes 6 more weeks. And then it's like, during the start of the 7th week of extracting. Like, they're like, you know, behind schedule.
Yeah. <They're, laughs> I mean, I guess they, in their defense, they do say that they've been opening up, like, subsequent mining sites.
Mm.
And that, like, the first ones they've done are, like, depleted. So maybe this is because they're, like, opening new mining sites, like, as fast as they're closing old ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the first mining site, that's on track, but, you know, now this is one of the later open ones where they're still extracting stuff, though, for the 7th week.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, a little unclear. It does make it sound like they're behind schedule.
And then they get word that the drill has, like, they've stopped the drill because they found something weird. And so Jack and Tona go down onto the planet again to see what's up.
Like what's the point of having Tona be the captain if Jack's just going to hop over as soon as anything interesting happens? Like, I mean, I guess like we were saying, like, they've got nothing to do they? They're just floating around in this space, so Jack's just like, oh yeah, I guess I'll come along and see this. Yeah, we've just been flying around the solar system. We have no plan. We're just waiting for you to mine.
Yeah, I just realised how long they've actually been here, because they're setting up their 9th mining site. This one had been set up to start a second set of mining, as the first, second and third sites had ran dry quickly. I'm not sure I follow those numbers. Like, this is the 9th site, and it was set up to start a second set of mining as the first?
Yeah, I, that That whole sentence is really confusing trying to work
out. He's just described that there
happening.
Have been three sites that have run dry, so now they're on their ninth. What?
I mean, like I say, I guess they've opened up the intervening sites as well. But right. It seems weird to specify that, oh, now this one's set up. Like, so maybe there was a set of eight mines.
So if it takes 7 weeks, apparently, to finish, like, a site, there's three sites they finished. So they've been there for, like, 21 weeks.
The thing that's unclear is that we don't know if these sites are running concurrently. Like, we don't know.
That's true.
Like, we don't know for sure that they emptied the first site, then they started the second, emptied that, then they started
but
the third.
But surely it would have to, because they've only got one. As far as I can tell, they've got one drill.
I mean, the Vaultmund is a mining ship. It would make sense for it to have more than one.
I suppose so.
I mean, but you are right. We don't have enough information. Like, I think, I mean, the fact that it says that they have sets of mining makes it sound like they're running multiple sites at the same time.
Yeah.
But that's still supposition.
It's probably fair.
That's still.
And then they approach the chief who called them down. Who's one of the eldest members of the Tranquility and volunteered to work on the Vaultmund because of his previous occupation as a miner. And he has a thick grey beard. And I like to imagine this guy as being like an old prospector.
Yeah, old-timey prospector.
In like overalls. Yeah. Like a pickaxe, as you said, over his shoulder.
It's like, hello there, Captain Shrike. We just started to drill this hole, then the drill stopped. I sent down a probe and it brought back these images.
At first I thought it was gold.
But it wasn't. Just alien dust egg. Oh boy.
Gold?
Never get any space gold. I've been a space prospector for 50 years.
He's got one of those, like, sieve things. They
yeah, he just puts it in the magma and just like it comes out with the bottom missing. Oh, pan for space goals, difficult time.
I just like it's so obvious that that's what this guy is supposed to be. You can't not picture him being a prospector.
Yeah, he's got like one of those little hats with a lamp on it.
That huge drill is like going to the core, and he's just got a pickaxe, like,
yeah, like next to it on the ground. Like I say, like, is that what happens once they have the ore at the surface? Though, like, they go into all that detail with pumping drills about how they get into the earth, and they're like, and then they mine it.
Yeah, why is it even then down on the surface? The surely you can't really monitor much once you're going towards the core. Like, you can't. I like the idea that he's like looking down the hole, like to the core of the planet. Like, yeah,
he just spits and sees how long until he hears it.
Yeah, but it's like one of those, like when they spit out, what was it, like tobacco or something?
Yeah, they spit tobacco. Yeah, he's put a spittoon on the top of the drill bit going down.
You know, like, it's the only way he knows.
Took 3 hours for it to hit my spittoon. I mean, I'm guessing that the mining apparatus has like some kind of depth or altitude measure on it, so they can tell how deep it is. I mean, I'm not sure how they'll be able to tell when they hit the core. I guess space science future sensors will tell them when they core. That old hand wave.
And basically he says that they, the drill stopped and send back pictures. And
I wonder, why would it stop?
Yeah, I'm not sure of that either. Convenient, like, for the story.
Incredibly convenient. Like what would be inside a drill that it would hit something and then just like stop and stop and taking pictures?
From what we can tell, it's made of stone, so it's not like it's...
It shouldn't be harder than drilling through the planet.
But the drill was like, oh no. Stone is going to want to see this.
This is covered in lots of plot. Can't drill through this. Yeah, like, why don't... Like, the only thing I can think of is that it sounds like this, like, temple's in, like, a massive underground cavern. So maybe it stopped because it like, entered a massive open area and stopped meeting resistance.
Yeah.
And then it started taking pictures. I mean, I still would have thought that you would kind of expect that to happen occasionally, at least when you were doing high-level drilling. So I'm not sure why it would do that, mm-hmm. why it would be set up to do that, but I suppose you could argue that might be why it stopped, because it was like, oh, I'm in a massive cavern.
Also, you're going to have to help me out here, because I cannot figure out what it looks like. So,
I know, it's a problem. So, it's a definite problem.
The image was that of a stone temple, much like a pyramid, but about halfway, it stopped and reverted as if the image was mirrored horizontally across the middle.
Yeah.
So, what? So, a pyramid about halfway, so I'm assuming it's like a sort of, I don't know what the correct, like, word is for the shape, but like a...
I was thinking like a three-dimensional hourglass kind of thing.
What?
If you follow me.
Wait, so let's start from the top. So it's a so it's much like a pyramid.
Well, that's a pyramid too.
Yeah, much like a pyramid, but about halfway it stopped and reverted as if the image was mirrored horizontally. See, yeah, that's what I don't get. Surely if it's like an hourglass, it would be mirrored vertically. Or am I being retarded?
Think you might be being retarded.
No, because if... Yeah, I'm being retarded. Okay, so it is basically a pyramid on top of another pyramid, but the pyramid on top is upside down.
Yeah, what I'm not sure is it like point to point, or does it like go... Or is it saying like halfway up a pyramid structure, so where it'd be like a... basically a square-based pyramid versus a triangular pyramid.
Right. So it's like a pyramid had been half-built, and then they put another half-built pyramid on top of it, but upside down.
Yeah, like that. But that's the thing. I'm not sure whether it's meant to be like that, or like point-to-point, upside down. It's like the two different descriptions, like I think, that we get of it. One sounds more like one, and one sounds more like the other.
I like how Jack says, like, what is it? And Tona answers, looks something like a temple, with one even upside down or something. And then...
Yes.
And then Jack hums in acknowledgement. Like, he's
and
like, you've described it. Well, now I get it.
Yeah, like, what?
Looks something like a temple, with one even upside down or something.
So descriptive,
what
Tona.
What does that mean?
Truly, Tona is a wordsmith, as well as a scientist and a miner and a captain.
I just love how Jack was like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Now I see it.
Meanwhile, the prospector was like, what the fuck is she talking about? Gold.
He's just thinking about gold like always.
Yeah.
He never stops.
Yeah, such sighing.
Such signing and understanding.
Somehow he knows that what this means, that they need to send out a squad.
Even though between us we're having trouble, he gets it from that description that makes absolutely no fucking sense.
Again, he probably makes a bad call and sends her down with a squad.
Mm.
Like, I mean, I guess she did okay with the other squad, taking over the ship that was dormant.
Yeah,
dormant.
Taking over an empty ship. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not sure what could have gone wrong. Like, the only thing that could have gone wrong would have been, like, her negligence, like pressing a button that blasted the security team out an airlock or something.
I might be making too much of...
She didn't do that.
I might be making too much of this, but I found it funny how they... We talked about it before, how they still use, like, sort of primitive technologies, like wireless radios and rope.
Lamps.
And rope to get down the hole. Rope.
Oh yeah,
grab the rope, like tie it to this rock and let's go down. What?
Yeah, like not even like a cable or something.
No. They've built a fucking like space lift and they're using rope to get...
Yeah. I like to imagine that the Prospector just like been weaving it himself in his off time.
Like in between whittling.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want none of that fancy cable. You want some cheap space rope. He's weaved himself.
He's got a wireless radio made out of wood that he whittled together. Doesn't do anything, but he likes to be...
It's just a ham. I like the idea, it even works as a radio, and he's just like being a radio ham, just like talking to an empty universe. Hello, Chief here, prospecting on Echelon 5. No one? Chief's so lonely.
Ah, ropes. Oh, sorry, it's not hung round a rock, it's hung from the nose of the drill.
For some reason, that sounds even worse. They're just like, the note. Why is it hung from the drill?
Also, in your book, is chassis spelt wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, chasse.
Yes,
which
it
is. Like a coffee liqueur or something. I looked it up.
Maybe it has a built-in coffee machine.
Yeah, it's spelled chasse.
Yeah.
Chass.
How's it being hung from the nose of the drill? So that's like implying like the very tip of the drill, right?
Mm.
You know, like how's it being connected?
Who knows?
Just being tied like around some of the grooves, just like that'll hold them. Why not retract the drill and like extend however the fucking space lift works down the hole? Like they have a mining ship. Like if they've got like planet to space lifts, they must be able to set up something better than a rope tied to a drill. Surely.
The best bit is how they clear the area when they get down.
Yes.
The Marines began to clear the area as Tona took scans, waving the remote around in front of her as the Marines waved their own equipment. That's a great image.
It's amazing. Just all these trained professionals just waving things around. Like, what are the security team waving? Like, their guns, and they're just standing there with their pulse rifles, just like, whoa. Maybe this is Tona captaining, just like, guys, do like me. And she, like, waves her scanner around. It gets better signal this way.
And basically, they start going up the pyramid. And it's quite odd. Like, as they go up, every time they step on a step, the room glows, and then as they like go to the next step, it gets darker again and then glows. I'm not sure if that's like is that actually happening, or is it like, I don't know, because what's going on?
I'm guessing this is just like to show it's like an weird alien construction that it has this weird like reactive phosphorescence,
and they're still like tread on it, and it's like, got this.
Yeah, like it's like this is normal. like not only they're like, let's not worry about this like weird evidence of an ancient alien civilization.
Yeah, maybe we should,
or at least phenomena. And then I like movie went ahead. I like at the end they just, and then we threw down depth charges to blow up the weird alien temple.
Yeah,
and then we just fucking wrecked it and continued mining.
Yeah, so they're like, wow, this is so ancient. Like, it's like amazing to be down here. Right, wreck it. Like,
yeah, fuck it, shit up now. Yeah. We've seen it.
Somewhere, like a Martian is like a tear is rolling down its cheek.
Yeah, just no respect for indigenous space cultures, these imperialist Almarians.
When they get to the top of the 50 steps, they find a plinth which has an egg on it, which is about the size of a qualta bird. And one thing I'm not sure about is whether it's the size of a qualta bird's egg or a qualta bird, because if it's the size of a qualta bird, as we're about to find out, it's fucking huge. Like, as for an egg.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's meant to be the size of a qualta bird's egg.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would it specify that the qualta bird egg is the size no bigger than a small child?
Yeah, and I like how it says the size of a qualta bird. So the wingspan is 10 metres.
Sizable.
Yeah. And the bird is the size of 5 men. Which I love because it's such an abstract. Like, does that mean
abstract?
When I think of it, I think of it as like 5 men. They're like tied together like a bundle of sticks. Like, that's the size. Or is it them all like making a ball of 5 people? Or is it
Or is that like measuring like its height? Like 5 men standing on each other? Like, yeah, 5 men in what? What dimension of the bird is measured by 5 men?
Is it like a man if he was 5 times bigger?
I just don't know.
but it's 5 men.
Yeah.
Apparently these birds are used, people fly on them as a form of getting around.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I guess, a thing.
Wouldn't you? If you had a qualta bird to just flap about on?
Yeah, it's that or fly on 5 men.
Oh, yeah. When your options is tying 5 men together and riding them to work or flying on a giant bird, I'd take the men.
So yeah, the egg's about no bigger than a small child.
Yeah,
a small child, bear in mind,
not a big child.
No, small child.
I mean, like that's still a pretty sizable egg. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's a pretty big egg. Like, you know, like giant dinosaurs, you know, like the fucking massive, like, sauropod ones, you know, they still laid eggs that were like not that massive, you know, they were smaller than the eggs of their eggs were smaller than a small child. Their eggs would have been like the size of like an average dog or something like that, to use an equally abstract unit of measurement to stay in keeping. So yeah, that's still a fucking massive egg.
And Jack's watching them through like some sort of video feed from Tony's point of view, by the looks of it. I like how he's like, "What is it? Is it an egg?" No, really? Like, of course. Like, I don't know. I just imagine it clearly looks like an egg.
Yeah, it's just this big glowing egg, and glowing dusty egg sitting there. Is it an egg? I mean, maybe it was a bit of like modern alien art.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it was egg-shaped, but that doesn't mean it's an egg.
And she nods to his, like, question. I just like the sort of thing where it says, forgetting he could not see her nod from, the camera moving.
Mm.
So she voices it.
Yeah. Humanising touch.
Yeah.
See a little bit into the mind of Tona Shrike there.
And they find that it's warm, and so they, like, figure that it might be fresh, even though that, like...
Or at least alive.
Yeah. Even though the place is, like, 500,000 cycles old. Wow, I don't believe it.
Like, 500,000 years? That is a long time.
I don't believe it. Father Ted reference. Get it?
I get it. I'm just not giving you the satisfaction, Louis.
Good episode. I mean, I could say good episode about any Father Ted episode, and it would be...
I mean, yeah, that is the default position when talking about an episode of Father Ted.
But this isn't a Father Ted podcast. Maybe one day it'll be.
No, that'll be a separate podcast.
Yeah.
If I could make you record it.
I would record the shit out of that. Anyway.
We'll discuss this later.
And, I guess they think it's a good idea to bring it up for reasons.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do they... Like, they're one, how ungenre savvy can you be seeing this, like, I know that they're characters in a story, but, like, that's just, like, such an obvious bad idea. Mm-hmm. Like, did Noah, like, Jack even thinks about it. It's like, I don't want that on the Tranquility in case it hatches.
And kills us all.
So put it on the smaller ship.
Yeah.
So why fucking take it? Why not just drill through it and forget you ever fucking saw it if you're going to depth charge the cannon anyway? Why? Like, this isn't part of their mission. Jack's one mission is to get everyone home. That and apparently now mining is his only plan. And now he's decided to become like some... to become some sort of like alien research facility in the middle of a universe that's trying to kill him because he's pissed off everyone of any note. Why? Why would he take the egg? What's the best that could come of this? The best they end up looking after some weird alien baby while they try and escape the universe. Like, I don't think it's a spoiler to say that this doesn't end well, seeing as the chapter's fucking subtitle was Death is Only the Surface. But come on!
I like how sort of, like, frivolous he is as well with, like, I'll just, like, put it on the vaultment. I don't want it to mess up.
The lives of his crew, who last week he freaked out because, like, five of them died or however many it was. Yeah. You know, he was like, I failed them. I didn't get them home. No, it's like, oh yeah, just take this egg onto your ship, like, with however many of my men on it. Like, we still don't know. Just like, whatever, you know, that's fine. Doesn't matter if these miners die. Now they're on Tona's crew. Tona, who is apparently the only people stopping me from going insane. But whatever, just put this egg on there that'll fucking hatch and kill everyone. Why not? Doesn't even matter.
And yeah, it's why? Like a minor point, but it says that she studies it in peace in the science lab. Like, not even guarded or anything. You know, like, just her and this alien egg. Like,
yeah, well, one of the Marines kept his aim right on it until they had it sealed in the container. It's like
waving about.
Got visualization on egg. Visual egg contact.
The egg is present in the room.
The egg is sealed.
Good work, team.
Egg secure. Yeah, I just can't get over how callous Jack is, how callous everyone is about this weird alien egg, and it's just so obviously a bad idea.
It's so true.
And the thing is, like, and the author seems to know it too, you know, like, he's not going to make it a surprise. It's not been made a surprise that something bad's going to happen. Like Jack is alluding to it here. You know, the end of the chapter's just like, they had no idea what they had found and what they had started. It would be too late before they ever realised it.
Yeah.
And the last chapter ended with something ominous like that too. Like, a dead world with a not-so-dead secret.
It almost has the opposite effect of what you want a cliffhanger to do, which is like, build suspense. This just, like, it removes all the sort of suspense of what could this egg be. We just know now that something shit's gonna happen.
Like we don't know the specifics of what's gonna go wrong, but we can tell that this egg is going to hatch and it's gonna go wrong. Like, that's just been so obviously built up to over the last two chapters. It's just not even going to be aside from, like you say, being a massive trope anyway, that it's like obvious a mile away. Like, the shocking thing would be if they did just hatch it and have like a weird alien companion for the rest of the story. Like, that would be more surprising than it hatching and unleashing like an alien like threat for them. Like, that's just, like, I don't even think it's a spoiler to say that that's how this plays out, that it hatches and bad things happen, because it's so fucking obvious.
Yeah, that's where the chapter ends, with them destroying the temple after they've taken the egg back up.
But taking the egg of death home, just for kicks.
Yeah, so that's chapter 14.
Yeah, like, one thing it was never made clear, I think by its implicit not mention at any point so far, but it seems like that there aren't any intelligent aliens like existing in this universe. Like, there's been no mention of any
intelligent humans in this universe.
Basco. But yeah, because like, there's been no mention of like anyone anyone or any interaction with anything that isn't a human. Like, their whole talk about, like, the Empire was, like, it basically having internal wars and stuff like that. Like, the fact that there's, like, this fucking 10-meter wingspan bird means there clearly are extraterrestrial life, but it doesn't seem like that it's, like I say, intelligent, at least in a way that humans care about it or measure it. Like, nothing that threatens them or has any, like, impact on their intergalactic empire anyway.
Yeah, that sort of threw me out of, like, the reality, if you can call it that. Like, suddenly there's people riding these qualta birds around cities. It just didn't sort of, like...
Yeah, it does seem a little bit at odds to the sort of, like, alien... not alien, to the sort of, like, space-faring empire that we've had painted so far.
It's not like an image of sort of Star Wars-y, like... When they're on the space station, there's like different species of like people walking around, and there's like aliens. It was all just like very ordinary people, and then suddenly like birds that were riding
giant alien
dinosaurs.
Birds. Yeah, but I agree. But yeah, I guess there are aliens, but the aliens are dumb. I guess is basically what we've learnt this chapter. But yeah, like, I wonder, but I was just wondering, like, how, I was just thinking, like, how momentous a find is this? Like, apparently not too much if there are alien species. Like, it shouldn't, like, the fact that it's been underground for 500,000 years, apparently, you know, should be, and in a clearly made temple. Like, yeah, if it looks like this is an alien-made temple and there's no intelligent alien life, I love the fact that they just fucking bombed it after they missed it. Just like, wow, evidence of, like, an alien civilization is amazing. Blow it up. We need more ore. Like, how many spare parts are they making on the Vortmund? How much does the Tranquility need? How much can they fucking carry when they're mining, apparently, oceans of ore? Well, are they, like, taking this ocean of ore to make, like, I don't know, one fucking bolt for the Tranquility or something? Mm-hmm. I think where they, like, start whittling down an entire tree to make one arrow. And they're like, yes, perfect arrow. Like, if nothing goes wrong, and as we've established, something's going to go wrong soon. But if something goes wrong, how long are they going to be here mining for, given that they've been here for over a month at the very least, possibly more depending on how the different mining sites worked out, like possibly many months already.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to tell. I mean, and I don't think... I know. I'm going to have to keep an eye out when we get a Tiberius chapter next time to see if he can give us any kind of input on this. I'm going to have to start adding to my The Way the Stars Fall timeline again. See how it... So I've got a nice note of all this when it all comes up. Yeah. That'll be a nice treat for the people that look at our blog.
I look forward
to it.
The
Stars Fall timeline. But yeah, so I take it that you've got nothing else to add about this chapter, Louis?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything. Yeah, there was mining, romancing, and egg picker uppering. So, and that was this chapter in a nutshell. Or an eggshell. Anyway, so follow us on Twitter, 2absbookends, where I make very few updates, but we also update the podcast stuff. And yeah, we will talk to you next week. Well, after we've read chapter 15. Reaching full maturity.
See ya.
Not at all ominous.
No.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya.